Time to have a chat now to Matt Smith, who is hoping to get that elusive Group 1 victory with Buenos Noches this weekend. He's been a horse that's promised so much, and he's been a really consistent horse until this campaign, really, where things haven't gone to plan. I wonder if he's got him back this weekend, and Matt joins us. How are you, Matt?
Morning, Michael.
How are you doing? It's been a bit of a frustrating campaign, hasn't it?
It has. And it's been a bit rough for everyone, but hopefully we got him back on track. I don't think I can blame the horse. You know, I think we put blinkers on him and it didn't work. And so we had a couple of runs there where, you know, he didn't perform at his level, but certainly bounced back last start. He was good, and he's come through that run great. And, he just appears to be a horse that's looking for 14.
Yeah, is that what your gut feel is telling you?
It is, and even previous preparations, we've thought that would be the way to go with him. We've obviously tried to keep him in these elite, sprinting group ones to try and knock one over, and I'm confident the horse can when things just go the right way, get the right conditions, but probably be a bit more effective at 14, I think. And we felt that way for some time, that we're just sort of trying to win one of those big sprint races.
Can horses lose confidence as well? How do you think he is within himself?
Well, I think he lost a bit of confidence in the blinkers for sure. Like even the second run at Rose Hill, when the blinkers, he didn't like them and he didn't let down. But he bounced back, last start at Randwick. We had a bad draw and it wasn't much options for Ben to ride in the way he did. But he was good all the way to the line, and through the line he was excellent. So I'm hoping that he'll bounce back on Saturday.
Yeah, he was actually. He only got beaten 2 and a bit lengths in what was a hot TJ. So how do you think he's going within himself compared to when we saw him running those great races in the VRC Stakes?
I'm really happy with him. His work's been excellent. Like he's continued to work well throughout the prep. In a race like the TJ, you just can't afford to give horses of equal ability 4 or 5 lengths each start, there wasn't much between those horses in that race. And, when you're getting back and giving them a head start, it's really hard to win. So, look, he's worked really well since that run, and he worked well going into the run. Like, he hasn't sort of missed a beat at home. We're just hoping that we can draw a reasonable gate and he can, step up to the 14 and hopefully get back into form on Saturday.
Can he be a little closer at the 1,400 metres?
Oh, I'm sure he would be. I'm sure at 14, there's no need for him to be back. He jumped good the other day, so, he wants to be there. I think if he can draw a gate, he'd be a lot closer.
Who rides on Saturday?
Mark Zara.
Yep. It's good to have Mark Zara on board. So for those who have been a bit of a fan and have followed him, don't drop off at $25 this Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's any old odd Saturday, it's funny how it goes, but we can't see anything at home. There's nothing we're saying that there's a reason why he won't continue to, or come back and bounce back to his best, and I think 1,400's ideal, so we'll see what happens.
Are you going to run French Endeavour on the weekend as well? She's been another one who's been really consistent her last few runs.
Yes, we will. She was really good in her work on Tuesday. I feel like she's had a little bit of a freshen up and then had the one run. I feel like it's been really good for her. She's very bouncy on the track and bright this morning. I think she'll definitely run well. She's 1,400 is ideal, and she looks fantastic.
All right, so sounds like there's a bit of confidence in both runners for this weekend.
Well, they're both fitting well and, they're working good. So, look, they're tough races to win. We know that. But, when your horses are in the right condition and hadn't had any setbacks and things, you can go there with confidence that they'll run a good race. But you obviously need luck in running and good gates, etc. But, both horses are really in good nick.
I see you got Estefany ended both in the Mornington Cup and a race at Eagle Farm this Saturday. Where does it go?
He'll go to Mornington. We'll give him another shot over the 2,400 metres. Made a couple of minor gear changes to see if we can get him to relax a little bit better than what he did the other day. But he's certainly working very well. He's only had the one run over 2,400 in Australia, but he's won overseas over 24 and 28. So should be okay, provided he relaxes a little bit. But he's certainly working, really really working very well. We wouldn't be bringing him to Melbourne otherwise, so I'm very happy with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must have a bit of an opinion of him because you've thrown him in the deep end in a few races this last campaign.
Yeah, well, he wasn't beaten far in the QE22 and the Doomben Cup. He didn't have any luck at all in both races. He wasn't beaten far in those sort of races. Like, he's always, you know, I've always felt he's a really good galloper, and maybe, you know, he probably needs to switch off a little bit. When he won the Gosford Cup, they went a good gallop and he relaxed and he was really strong. And I think that's something that we can, with the earmuffs on and a crossover noseband set there, hopefully he will relax. And if he does, he's got a good turn of foot. So hopefully he can bounce back to his best form.
Anything else from your stable you're keen on this week?
No, we haven't got a lot of runners on the weekend. We've got a few the next couple of days. A horse that just sort of keeps improving, his final reset. He seems to be continuing to improve. We haven't got to the bottom of him. He's only a restricted class galloper, but he's sort of a horse that's going to go on to better races. But, he's one that sort of looks great and is working very well.
He goes around on Thursday at Hawkesbury. Matty, good luck, especially with Buenos Noches in the Group 1 on the weekend.
No worries at all. Thanks, Michael. Thanks.